Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Boring.
You're going to get bored by baseball.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
Mookie Betts.
This is Daniel Bard.
This is Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball
isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring.
Good, you know, we got in on Sunday night late, just trying to get the city surroundings down. We got an Airbnb, give us some time for the family, you know, the baby girl, and you know, just to get, you know, back playing baseball. You know, 8 days off after getting DFA'd, you know, as I was feeling pretty good at the plate, so you just try to get back out there and, you know, get going again.
8 days can feel like an eternity. What were you doing?
I was trying to keep as active as possible. I hit in the cage every day, working out, running. So I try to stay as active as possible. You know, you try to stay in as much baseball shape as possible. So I just was in Chicago for those 8 days and, you know, just kept trying to keep, you know, baseball, you know, first and foremost.
Have you had much of a chance yet to talk about Alex, your role, what will be going on?
Yeah, you know, I talked to him. Yeah, he said, I'm going to play a lot. So whatever, you know, don't want to get too advanced into talking about everything, but he, you know, he just kept it light, and, you know, he said, I'll be in there a lot.
What do you think that way is your swing?
You know, I've always felt like I've hit well here. I don't know the career stats here, but, you know, I made my debut here in 17 with the Yankees. You know, it's funny to be on this side now, and I've always loved coming here. Boston's one of my favorite cities. My wife grew up in New Jersey, so we're close to her family. You know, it's just always, I've always felt like I've played well here when I've come here.
Was the home run here last year?
It was,
You kind of had to go with the sprint.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
you
almost
get
a triple,
right?
Yeah. So, I'm used to a big ballpark for most of my career in Miami. And San Diego was pretty big too, so, you know, it'd be nice to come in here and, you know, come to a park where I've always felt like I fit well.
How do you feel when you got the news that you'd be coming here?
You know, excited. You know, I saw Tristan got hurt, and, you know, he was having a great start to the year, and now I'm just trying to come in here and, you know, just help, you know, whatever the team needs. You know, I've heard a bunch of great things about the guys here, so just getting acclimated is the biggest thing. And you know, just excited to get going.
Did you have a good sense that how it was going to work out early in the process?
Yeah, you know, when I got DFA'd, you know, talking to Carter, the GM of the Cubs, and just knowing that, you know, they were trying to work out a trade, you know, wasn't, from what I heard, there was multiple teams involved, so I didn't really know where or who I was going to, and, you know, I kind of had a feeling, you know, especially in the offseason when I talked to Boston a lot. You know, I talked to, you know, Breslow on the phone a few times in the offseason. So, you know, I always felt like this was a possibility, you know, especially with Tristan going down. And, you know, just had an inkling that maybe it was Boston throughout the week. And, you know, when they were playing the Cubs and I got the phone call and, you know, I didn't get to play against them, you know, that it would have been nice to come in here and, you know, face the team that, you know, DFA'd me.
You mentioned that you
I felt like I started the year off well. I hit well in spring, and you know, I've got a new hitting coach this offseason. And just going through, you know, being accountable every game, sending him, you know, video after every game just to make sure, you know, the things we worked on in the offseason, you know, stay posture wise, hands, just everything where, you know, that I may have had a lot of up and down last year. You know, we kind of hopefully cleaned those things up. And when they're early going, I felt like I was swinging the bat well. And, you know, just happy to, you know, get back out there again. Yeah, it does. It's, let me tell you, it's the toughest thing in sports to come off the bench and pinch hit and, you know, be a once a week kind of hitter. Just to get in the rhythm again. Like I said, the 8 days off was not something I was expecting, and especially, you know, feeling well at the plate, feeling, you know, timing wise. So, you know, just to get back out there tonight and, you know, get things rolling again.
Being a veteran now, going through the DFA stuff, a little easier to handle the business part of this.
Yeah, I've learned a lot in the 7-8 years I've been up here. You know, you learn that it is a business first and foremost, and it's just getting traded last year at the deadline, going to San Diego, and you know, 6 years in Miami was gone in a matter of seconds, and on a flight the next day to Colorado to, you know, be a part of a new organization. I had a great time in Miami. I've been around with my fifth, sixth organization now. So it's, you learn that, you know, at any moment, anything can happen in baseball.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.